All right. We'll call this meeting to order at 7:05. Right, yeah. Roll call.
Vicki?
Yes.
Marion?
Yes.
Toby?
Yes.
Dexter?
Yes.
Andrea, present.
Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Recognition of visitors. Thanks for being here, guys. We'll note the Open Meetings Act poster on the wall. Audience communications. Craig, you're up.
All right. I just want to come tonight and make you guys aware of a couple pretty exciting things going on in Hays County. So a formal application has been turned into the Nebraska Department of Environmental Quality for a 10,000 head hog confinement placed on Dan Loomis's property, just a half mile north of his house on the west side of that section. So how that works is the state has 112 days to respond. And within that, the way that application went in, they said they're going to start construction in 112 days from the day it went in. That was now 3 weeks ago. So come February, they're planning to rock and roll. It's a substantial investment, double-digit millions. So big tax advantage for the county. At a minimum, will employ 15 people, and the high end is over 20. So that's pretty exciting. So they intend to be online and operational 3 months after construction starts. So it's going to go quick, and just I think it's important that as a school we're aware that that is coming. Obviously, there's no guarantee that all 15 to 20 of those people would choose to live in Hays County, or that they would be all additional families to Hays County. But I would expect, at a minimum, several more families in the county. And then the other exciting part is, so that's 15 jobs on the low end and 20 on the high end for just that investment. Quality Irrigation has announced for sure 2 people in Hays County starting in January, with the potential for as many as six. So potential of 6 more jobs, and then currently the feedlot is looking to hire 5 more. So right now, from an economic development standpoint, you'd say there's going to be 20 new jobs in the next 6 months at a minimum, and the high end is 30. So pretty exciting, and just within those 3 opportunities alone. So I just thought it was important to make sure and share that back, and as we start to make plans for next year from a staffing standpoint or from a classroom standpoint, it's hard to know exactly how that's going to play out. But we've got a couple combining classrooms now. We've got just the potential. We want to think about staffing and making sure that we're staffed appropriately. I'm not trying to answer that for you. I just want you guys to know that that's coming. And that obviously puts quite a bit of weight on the superintendent search, which all of you know. But there's some exciting stuff, I think, in Hays County. I look at this and I think an investment of this magnitude has the potential to get people re-energized in what's going on here. And hopefully it leads to other positive investments in the not too distant future. So pretty exciting, and just wanted to make sure that was formally shared with you. I don't know if you guys have heard the buzz on that or not, but very exciting for the county.
Yeah. That's good.
Just helping with the mandatory that they have at least 3 children in each family and that they come to Hays Center and out in Maywood.
Yeah, we are going to run into some issues with housing actually right away.
I suppose
there's enough appropriate housing. So I'm going to start working on starting an investment club, which will be a nonprofit deal, seeking some local funds to invest in. Hopefully we can, our best bet is to purchase some vacant homes, actually reinvest some money, make them more livable, and then either try to rent them and use the proceeds to do another one, or sell them and do another one. So I hope to get rolling on that within the next month and a half or so.
Yeah. No, it's good.
What's that?
I thought they backed out on it already because I heard about it a long time ago.
Yeah, they've done, Dan and the group have done a very good job working this through, and I'll be honest, I previous life had a lot of background with DEQ permits, and I'd be surprised if anything negative comes of it. It's very well thought of.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I don't see any way that the state can stop that, to be honest. So, it's a group of investors from Illinois. There are a bunch of veterinarians, actually.
Really?
Together,
10,000 head confinement, huh?
Yep, it's going to be a farrowing operation.
Oh, really?
Yep, and they're going to, they're trying to build their own genetics, basically their own special herd, and so that's why they want it so far out here away from the rest of their operations right in Illinois. They're going to feed 11 facilities out of this one.
Really? Yep. Good. That's what we need.
And then the other thing I wanted to throw out to you guys is you guys let me know how often. I mean, I'll try to come and bring relevant new information, but I'm interested in supporting or helping you guys however I can.
Yeah.
If you want me involved in anything, let me know.
Sounds good.
I'll have to work with them.
Jeez.
Well, thanks for coming. Come by anytime. Is that it?
Yes, sir. That's all I got.
All right. Thanks, Craig.
Call if you need something.
Okay.
Thank you.
Just don't forget to put that in the contract.
Three kids. Okay.
I'll work on that.
They
send our school.
I'll tell them they
got to
deal with you if they
don't.
The services report.
We have nothing to add tonight. I have nothing to add after another day.
Board member committee reports. I don't think there's anything. Administrative report.
Just a few things to go over. At the beginning of, I forgot to put the date. It should be December 8th. We're going to have Kelly Erickson come in, and we're going to do a vertical alignment for the new language arts curriculum, which simply means these standards are set up for language arts, and it's new this year. And the ESU, I think she's going to bring an assistant with her. We're going to take our K-8 teachers for language arts, English, that type of thing, and we're going to go through the standards. And then you got to decide, well, actually they've done it for us, sort of an outline, where you put the most important things to teach, then next important, then to whatever we can get to. And you got to do this for all the standards, but they're going to come out and do it for us, or with us, I should say, on December 8th. And the idea will be vertical alignment so that the kindergarten teacher knows what the first grade teacher wants, so when they get to there, they've got that first, the second, so forth and so on. They'll, like, if Dr. Mann's a first grade teacher, I'd be second, third, I'm second, third, the same, but then we would sit there and say, okay, you need this, and you need this, and that way the whole school, we make sure that we cover everything in the order that we, you know, it'll be all written down on what to cover when. We sort of got that in place, but this will be more thorough, because before, what had happened, I guess, was that you sort of went off your own, broke these things down, and tried to do it that way. This way, all the teachers in the same room, we should be able to know better what, you know, I've got your back on this, and I know you expect this, and so forth and so on. So that's going on December 8th. FFA, we have the supper and labor auction tomorrow night, 6:30. The one act, we had the performance, or I should say, they had the performance last night for the public. And then we'll do it again for the school tomorrow. And then on Saturday, we've got the RPAC, and then the district is on November 30th. It was actually very good, I thought, last night. It was, you know, sometimes these things where you try to be funny, it isn't funny. And this was actually good. I was surprised. I shouldn't say it like that. But it was very well done. I thought Miss Neal's doing a very good job, new teacher. Boys basketball just began tonight. Was the first practice you could have the basketballs out. There are 22 boys involved, 4 from Hayes Center. And the girls, we have 15 girls playing, 5 of them from here. And then the first game, it's an exhibition game of the Hall of Fame game on the 22nd at Elwood. And I believe our first game is the 2nd.
Yeah.
Junior high basketball, 10 girls, 11 boys. And we start on November 30th in Paxton.
That includes 6th grade?
Yes, it does. It does. Yeah. Okay, now, the last thing, you need to be aware of what's going on with six-man football. It looks like the NSAA is trying to take over six-man football. Now, obviously I wasn't around, but in the 90s they kicked six-man out, and I think we were eight-man here at that time. They kicked six-man out because I think it got down to like 8 or 9 schools or something like that. Well, it's grown. Right now I believe we have 25 or 26 schools in Nebraska playing six-man. NSAA wants back in. They came to a meeting, I believe it was the beginning of the year, in August, and they explained, you know, what's going on and all that. And I kind of thought at the beginning, maybe it would be best if it was. Well, as it's all coming up now, the way they're going to classify them, if it all goes through, and I've got to find out, I've got a meeting I'm going to tomorrow, Wednesday, in Brewster, because what's happened now is NSA is proposing that they're going to go just on boy count. So grades 9 through 11, after next year, they'll count the boys. If it's 25 or less, you can play six-man. From 25 to 33, I think, and it might be higher than that, probably higher than that, will be eight-man. Point being, is here's the problem.
This is for kids that want to play football?
This is boys.
Or
point all total. Boys. So when you put us with Maywood, we're about 29, which then automatically bounces up into eight-man. Well, I don't think Maywood's going to do that. I mean, I'm afraid they won't. Now, I talked to Jason. We sat, you know, talked this through. He says, well, we'll play even if we means we don't. We can do this six-man. We don't have to play in the tournament. Now, after we score like 5 touchdowns all year, it's kind of silly, except that. You know, if Maywood, are they going to want to play with us when they really don't need us? And not knowing they cannot play in a tournament if they make it. So we're in a tough spot here. Now, Brown has assured me that he'll stay with it and just go over the limit and not play. Now that's him talking as athletic director, principal, not as the board. This will probably have to be a board decision. Now, at the last district meeting, which was last week, I believe, I proposed that we go up to 31. You got these 5 districts or 6 districts in the, okay. And then they take suggestions from each district to vote on. Well, I proposed or amended one of the 25 to move it to 32, so that 32 kids would be able to, you know what I'm saying. It passed. But there's no guarantee it passes in the other districts. So there's a chance, that's what we gotta do tomorrow night, is come up with one number from the whole six-man program and then try to get it out there. This is what we need to do. Because Jason and I sort of sat down and looked at it. It looks like we won't be the ones affected. It killed darn near all of the co-ops. And he looked through some of the numbers. He thinks it could also affect some of the other schools too. So they could easily go down from, 25 now that are playing six-man. They may be forced to go 16 or 18. It could be that many. Now, we're not sure, but we're guessing. So when we go to the meeting, or I'm going to go to the meeting on Wednesday, I'm going to try to get it. The entire six-man supports a 30 or 31 limit. If we get to 30, we're good. You know, suppose nobody comes in. Now, if we get fortunate enough to get more people in, we're in a whole different game. But we are in a tough spot here. That, you know, we only give a couple of kids, and that couple of kids might push them over the limit and out of six-man. But I wanted you to be aware that it would not be for next year. It would be for the, 18-19 season, the two-year cycle is what it would be. So it was not good news at the last one. But I'll find out more on Wednesday when I go to the meeting. So, but I wanted to fill you in on that. So does anybody have any comments or questions on that? Or?
Well, I think the hardest thing, too, is when you go through that two-year cycle to bounce up and back and forth. Yep. Like, you can't just continually go, oh, we're at eight, oh, we're at six, oh, we're at eight, we're at six.
And see, right now, the six-man deal, there is no real number for the six-man league.
Say, what's the advantage of letting the state back in, or they're going to force their way?
Well, I think we're going to force their
way. They just want a piece of the pot.
They want a piece of the pot, because we went from, they went from 16 or 15, whatever it was. It was a low number. It might have been under 10. I don't remember.
I mean, who determines whether the NSAA can...
Well, that's what we're trying to figure out. We want to find out tomorrow, can we simply say no?
The six-man association can't just say, no, we want
that's
to keep
afraid
going.
That's what we're afraid. I think they're trying to make it where we want to come in, and if we don't, we're coming in. That's what I'm afraid of. Because we are literally the only sport that is not governed by NSAA. The reason we are, because they threw us out. They simply dumped us. They dumped the six-man out, 30 years ago, 20 years ago. So, yeah, that's...
See, if you need to... Like, we can definitely do another committee meeting with those guys over there.
With
they
Maywood?
Want to, yeah.
Yeah, I just wanted to do that anyway, but
yeah,
I think it'd be best if we let see what happens, the smoke clear, and then get a plan.
Sure.
You know, maybe their board is like Jason saying, well, we're not going to get the tournament anyway. I mean, we're sort of god-awful, but you don't want to tell the kids that, you know what I mean? It's like, it didn't take them long to see. I mean, winning that last game was wonderful. I mean, just getting a chance to play in a game that meant something where it was close in the end was, you know, fun. So, but anyway, I'll keep you posted on that, and you know, we'll see. But I want to give you guys a heads up. That's what's coming down the pipe.
That it for administrative
yes.
reports. All right. Action items. Item 6A, the consent agenda.
Did we need to adopt the agenda?
Oh, we do. We don't have that on here, do we? No, we passed it.
You skipped over it.
I did?
Yeah. You're good. We probably better do that first.
I would move to adopt the agenda as presented.
I'll second that.
Dexter moves to adopt the agenda as presented. Vicky seconds. Toby.
Yes.
Vicky?
Yes.
Dexter?
Yes.
Marion?
Yes.
Andrea? Yes.
Now the consent agenda.
Moves to approve the consent agenda as presented. Marion seconds. Andrea, yes. Marion?
Yes.
Dexter?
Yes.
Vicky?
Yes.
Toby?
Yes.
I would like to say one quick thing. I was very happy to see that there was a large amount spent at Scott's Grocery this month in the bills, so thank you for supporting local for the concession stand on the bills.
Six B, appoint new board member. I think we only had one application. I don't know if it got passed around. Nick, thanks for that.
I'll make a motion to approve Nick Cox.
Second.
Marion moves to approve Nick Cox as a new board member. Dexter seconds. Vicky?
Yes.
Toby?
Yes.
Andrea? Yes. Marion?
Yes.
Dexter?
Yes.
Okay.
6C, approved second reading of amendment to board policy number 5030.6.
I'd move to approve the second reading to the stated board policy.
Second. Toby moves to approve second reading of the stated board policy. Vicki seconds. Dexter?
Yes.
Marion?
Yes.
Andrea? Yes. Toby?
Yes.
Vicki?
Yes.
From 6D, adopt new superintendent evaluation tool. I emailed the two options for the tools that Sherry sent us, and evidently nobody could open them.
Yeah, it just blanked. I mean, the email was there.
No attachments. Well, you can even find an attachment on
it? I don't think it even had an attachment this time.
Okay. I don't know, I guess can we approve both of...
You can have approved both and then choose which one you want to actually use. Sure.
I'll go ahead and make the motion to approve both.
Okay, I'll second. And I will either... I will get them sent to everybody somehow.
Mary moves to approve both superintendent tools, probably evaluation tools. There's probably add that in there. And Dexter seconds. Miriam?
Yes.
Andrea? Yes. Toby?
Yes.
Vicki?
Yes.
Dexter?
Yes. Six E, approve Carrie Finley for a local substitute certificate.
I'll move to approve local substitute certificate for Carrie Finley.
Second.
Andrea moves to approve the local substitute certificate for Carrie Finley. Dexter seconds. Andrea, yes. Toby?
Yes.
Vicki?
Yes.
Dexter?
Yes.
Marianne?
I guess, does anybody know who Carrie Finley is?
I don't know her real well. Like, her husband's got kind of a construction business at the Wallace. They're from Wallace.
Okay.
Mr. President, we have Daphne Tideman in the works also. So that,
oh, really?
Yeah, I'll have her name next month for you.
Good.
That would relieve our situation a little bit.
Has it been a struggle finding? Really? Six F, ratify option enrollment request.
I'll move to ratify the option enrollment request for Guadalupe Garcia and Aurora Marquez.
Second.
Andrea moves to ratify the option enrollment request for Guadalupe Garcia and Aurora Marquez. Dexter seconds. Toby?
Yes.
Vicki?
Yes.
Dexter?
Yes.
Marion?
Yes.
Andrea? Yes.
6G, accept resignation from Dr. Mahan. Got a letter here, I don't know if everybody saw it. Effective June 30th, correct?
Yeah, it's just official.
Yep.
Just so you know it's open.
I'd move to accept Dr. Philip Mahan's resignation effective June 30th and thank him for his 2 years of service to the district.
It's been an honor to be here.
I'll second. Toby moves to accept Dr. Philip Mahan's resignation effective June 30th, 2017 and thank him for his 2 years of service to the district. Andrea seconds. Vicki?
Yes.
Dexter?
Yes.
Marion?
Yes.
Andrea? Yes. Toby?
Yes.
Six H, approve the purchase of a laser fish document management software.
Yes, I'm more attracted to the one that will allow us to upload it to their cloud so that if anything happens to our equipment, like if it's on our server, in the computer room and you had a disaster, it's gone. It really is good to have a backup system like that, and the cost difference is not a great amount. Now later you can add your own server if you get some sort of backup system redundancy or something else in place where someone takes their hard drive home, they back up every day, they take it home at night. I've had people do that before, but you can change it later without any additional cost.
So this one that we've got a motion here for is?
It's the one with their...
That's not the one you would recommend, or it is?
Which I thought there was, whatever's in there.
Okay.
Whatever's in there, I can't remember. She and I talked about it, and I thought that's the one, but...
The $5,500 and then $143 per month?
Yes, that's the one.
That's the one, okay.
That's the correct one.
So she's just saving everything paper now, probably?
Everything's in paper right now. You're at mercy. We're a little behind, I think, for doing this. Most schools have done it for several years. We've got things copied onto a digitized electronic system. And it'll be easier to draw up, call up things. If you went to high school here, it'd be easier to call up your transcripts doing it this way than wherever they're filing. And I don't know, you're going to run out of storage space someday. I know you don't have a large student population, but you're going to run out of space someday.
So do they come in and do this
yes.
for us?
Yes.
So our staff wouldn't be
right.
doing this. They would come yes. in and get it started. So then when you upload it then from then on out, then we scan it and send it.
Yeah,
they come and do all
the
initial stuff.
I'll teach us how to do it, and then our staff will send it through from that point on. Like this, dear seniors, I'm sure...
So they archive everything, and then we'll go forward.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is a good idea because we have had crash before.
Yeah. Like I said, you can either have a portable backup, a hard drive that they take home every night, or do it on their cloud. The cloud is so easy anymore that that's what I would suggest.
I'd move to approve the purchase of the Laserfish document management software.
Second.
Dexter moves to approve the purchase of the Laserfish document management software. Vicky seconds. Dexter.
Yes.
Marion.
Yes.
Andrea, yes. Toby.
Yes.
Vicky.
Yes.
Discussion, it looks like. Insurance rates will go up.
Yeah, 7.99%. That's less than Obamacare. You have the right to reopen negotiations if you wish, to talk about it with the teachers, or you can absorb it. Which is where you might end up anyway.
Yeah.
Has in the comments, we had said it went 8% or over when we renegotiated.
Yeah, it's right there. It's 7.99.
Okay.
It's close.
And your physical audit? I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
And your physical audit for next month, and I've never had this issue come up where we refinance before, where you go over, the finding is $1.8 million. That's your old principal and other costs. I'll visit with her about making sure we don't do that next year.
Okay. New board member workshops. So you guys know, we've got a policy that all new board members are required to attend a workshop within 90 days of being sworn in.
And you have an option. They're having one in North Platte in January, where you can go next week to Omaha and the district gets a kid discount on the fee. So I didn't check on rooms, but we can have.
I was going to say there's pretty good chance that I can't go now.
Okay,
so
we'd have
a room. Would be open and it's already paid for. So
okay,
it's either.
So that would open up one room and
use it.
Is the North Platte one, is that 90 days?
Yes, yeah, June 30th.
Yeah.
January
30th,
I'm sorry.
I think there's one in Kearney, too, sometime.
Yeah, the one in Kearney.
I kind of have them all over.
Yeah, they have.
That's a little farther to drive.
North Platte's the closest.
You'd fall a little. You'd fall a little differently. Like they kind of set them up to be after the first of the year when paper gets sworn in. Since you're a little earlier than normal, but
you
can just call us tomorrow. Call Jeannie. Let her know. Visit with your wife. See if she wants a shopping trip to go with to Omaha.
You have 90 days from now.
90 days from now.
Jeremy, I think that's what you said a while ago.
I got 90 days from now. Or?
No, you got from till January. First meeting in January.
Okay.
But if you wanted to go to the state convention,
that would cover it.
Yeah, you could go before that anytime.
I'm sure they'd allow you to go. It's a big
deal.
Yeah. The last one would be in January.
The North Platte one, I went up there and I think you would.
Yeah.
It's just a one day. Like the Omaha deal is like a several day deal.
This one says November 30th in North Platte for newly elected board members.
It's November. Okay. I stand corrected.
There's this one.
ESU has
kind of nice.
Corporate workshops and community board meetings like that is very, very good. It gives you a lot of background. Very beneficial, yes.
All right. Other than that, correspondence, we had some thank you letters.
Yes, the teachers really appreciate it. You started that a few years ago, providing a turkey at Christmas, Thanksgiving. And you do a bonus in at Christmas. So it really is appreciated by staff.
Yes, thank you for the turkey.
Yeah, I was glad you ordered extra.
turn the machine off. I ordered extra for the board, but you're not technically supposed to do that. So that's my error. So you can shoot me in the morning or whatever.
We'll just say you have.
Anyway, I figured you spend a lot of hours during the year, no pay. So.
All right, our next meeting will be December 12th, 2016 at 7 o'clock.
Okay.
If that's it, we're adjourned.